Ray McGovern used to love his job as an analyst for the CIA.
For 27 years, I was able to speak truth to power. I was given career protection for telling it like it is by my supervisors. It was good duty, and when I saw my profession was being corrupted for the express reason of deceiving our elected representatives, well, it doesn't get any worse than that.
Now, as a private citizen for the past 20 years, McGovern has spoken out on matters of conscience, from the dubious rationale for invading Iraq to the exponential expansion of secret domestic surveillance programs. He'll do so in Santa Rosa Wednesday evening. But looking back, he sees the degradation of his former department as a long, gradual, but persistent process.
Between the time when Bill Casey took over as head of the CIA under Reagan and the time when George Tenet wanted to satisfy Bush's wish for, quote, evidence against Saddam Hussein, that's 22 years. And in 22 years, you can totally corrupt an institution. That's precisely what happened, the analysis division.
This is the perspective from which he admires the pivotal impact of contemporary whistleblowers such as Edward Snowden, with whom McGovern met in Russia earlier this month. Snowden wasn't the only one in his office concerned about the NSA's intrusive information gathering and its contravention of the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, McGovern observes, but he was the only one to act on that.
So he took it upon himself, looking around at his colleagues, knowing that even those who were feeling the same as he, had families, had mortgages, he told me 10 days ago, he said, Ray, you know, I looked at myself and I said, looks like you're elected. You're free to do that, and somebody has to do this. So I admire him greatly, and the fact that he's still relatively free, ironically, in Russia, now the safest place for him to be on the face of the earth, because no drone Hellfire missile will be able to get him, and no SEAL Team 6 will be able to shoot him in the head.
That admiration, and McGovern's current outspoken activism, both have roots in his personal history. When the former analyst had his own opportunity to go public with classified information that belied official pronouncements. In his case, it was a secret 1967 cable from Vietnam that admitted that the Viet Cong forces there were far larger than U.S. officials had said they were.
Nobody was admitting the fact that they were twice as many, 600,000 communists under arms. Now, that was before Tet. And the thought crossed my mind, Ray, they should get a hold of that thing. And you should take it down to the New York Times, and if you gave them documentary evidence like that, they would put it on the front page. Just take the risk. And I didn't have the guts. There's a reasonable chance that if I had gotten a copy of that cable and taken it down to the New York Times, the war might have been shortened. So I carry that with me, and rather than grouse about it or get depressed about it, it motivates me.
In 2011, McGovern was roughly arrested for silently turning his back on then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton while she was giving a public speech. After that, the State Department issued a be-on-the-lookout alert against him, based on McGovern's political activism. Last week, thanks to a 3-year legal challenge, that clear violation of his First Amendment rights was rescinded. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRZB's North Bay Report.